This is Tammy Graham with KSUT. Eric Weinmayer is an inspirational athlete and best-selling author of No Barriers, A Blind Man's Journey to Kayak the Grand Canyon. In 2001, Eric became the first blind person to summit Mount Everest. In 2008, he joined an elite group of 150 mountaineers by completing the seven summits, the highest points on every continent. In 2014, he solo kayaked the thunderous whitewater of the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. Eric will be the next speaker in the Community Foundation's Making a Difference series, taking place on January 24th at 7 p.m. at the Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College. I'm speaking with Eric today. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time for this interview.
Oh, yeah.
It's you have such an incredible story. Just that introduction really speaks volumes of just what an amazing life you've had. I've been reading your book, and towards the beginning, after you summited Everest in 2001, your expedition leader said to you, don't make Everest the greatest thing you ever do. And I'm curious, at the time, how did that strike you, and how has that statement or that comment from him changed its meaning for you over time?
Well, I think that's a great question because, one, I mean, I'm like not some stellar athlete or like some, you know, superstar blind risk taker. The key for me has been trying to figure out how to move forward. And, you know, a lot of times when you're thinking about what kind of life you want to live, it's a lot of failing and bleeding the thing you're trying to get to. So I wanted to continue, you know, not just be one and done, not just stand on top of the world at 33 years old and you know, put it in my resume and stick that trophy up on the shelf and, you know, say, look what I did back in the day. But it's like, where do you go from there? And that's what PV was saying to me, like, hey, don't let this be the greatest thing you ever do. Don't let this become a trophy on your shelf. So I think what he was getting at was every experience has to be a catalyst to propel you forward to the next experience. And, you know, you come down the mountain with gifts that you've earned through those struggles, and you use them in some way to take the next step in life. And that was like the greatest advice anyone could have ever given to me.
He probably knew exactly what he was doing, huh?
I think he did, yeah. He's a wise man.
He knew you.
Yeah.
So over time, I mean, as you reflected back on that, has, like, you know, has that, do you feel like you're still to this day just, I mean, and I think I know the answer, but continually challenging yourself and not just resting on your laurels?
Yeah, always. I mean, like, it's fun to go out and keep trying things and keep reaching and getting yourself a little bit scared, I guess. You know, I just finished in November, Amit Ablam. It's a beautiful peak. Yes. Some people call it the most beautiful mountain in the world. It's in Nepal. Mm-hmm. And we failed on that peak in 2000. We kind of had an epic. My friend Eric Alexander fell on the way down in a storm and almost died and turned into a rescue operation. And so we went back 20 years almost in the making and stood on top. So, yeah, no, I think it's great to keep going. In my second book, The Adversity Advantage, I teamed up with this scientist, Dr. Paul Stoltz, who was like this incredible scientist that studied people and teams around the world. And we coined these phrases, like, we could have called them anything, but we chose to call them quitters, campers, and climbers. Climbers being folks who continue to, you know, try to challenge themselves every day of their lives till the day they die. So I hope to try to be that guy as best I can. And not to say that sometimes I don't, like, pound my fist against the wall and feel a little sorry for myself or eat some ice cream on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're all striving to figure out how to keep evolving and exploring.
Absolutely. Well, in 2004, you co-founded the nonprofit No Barriers USA, and I'm wondering if you could share with our listeners a little bit more about the work of this nonprofit and what you perceive as its impact on those that you serve through the nonprofit.
I'm so thankful. We're growing like crazy, so we're doing more things right than wrong. And we started as just this little grassroots organization, and now we've grown into an organization that this year will impact almost 20,000 people with challenges. And we call it, you know, an expansive definition of challenge, meaning not just people who are physically disabled, although that's a big part of our community, but people more expansively who have, like, invisible challenges, people who have had trauma or experienced fear and anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, kids in the foster care system, kids whose parent has died in war. You know, there's so many challenges out there, first-generation Americans. You know, so we hope to connect people of challenge into one broad community and lean in and say, look, like, all the things we have in common here. We're not just going to sit around waiting for opportunities to get plopped in our laps. We're not going to be victims. We're going to be proactive. We're going to live a no barriers life, and we can do it together. So we do programs and events all around the world with our communities to promote that message and to help people get back in action and reclaim their lives.
Well, you know, it kind of leads right into my next question, which was, when you reflect on all of the challenge that you've overcome in your life, what would be your best advice to anyone suffering from a seemingly insurmountable, you know, physical, emotional, or psychological obstacle?
Well, I think what we talk about constantly in No Barriers, we try not to beat people over the head with it too much, but it's always underlying in all our journeys that we take with our participants, is that, you know, our lives are kind of a map. It's a messy map for sure, but there is a bit of a template. And so what I try to remind people of is the fact that you got to think of your life as a process, as a journey. And what are the elements, what are the pieces of that map that tell you you're on track? You know, like, as we've talked about, are you reaching out? Are you getting yourself a little bit uncomfortable in your life? Are you allowing the challenges that you're experiencing to become the thing that helps, that makes you fall short? Or are you using those things as energy to propel you forward to a new place? Are you doing something to elevate your life and the people around you? You know, like, what is the template that you live by? And so I think that's important, and I think that's one of the things I'll be talking about in Durango.
Well, it's going to be an amazing experience hearing you speak, I'm sure. Anything that you're working on right now that you're excited about? Obviously, the No Barriers nonprofit is keeping you very busy and is a big focus of your attention. But any other physical adventures that you have your so to speak, sights set on?
Well, I tore the tendons on my finger last year, so I finally got surgery. So I'm kind of laid up physically. I can ride a bike, and I have tandem mountain bikes and tandem road bikes. But anyway, no big adventures like in the next few months. I'm sidelined. So I just got a new guide dog. She's beautiful. I'll bring her to Durango. She's brand new. She's my fifth guide dog. So I'm out on the road training with her. I'm testing some new technologies for the blind. I'm thinking about writing another book. So, yeah, I mean, just because I'm sidelined physically right now, I want to, you know, keep busy and productive. But yeah, I'll be back climbing and adventuring in the spring.
Wow. Well, you have an incredible track record of successes on that front already. Anything else you'd like to speak to the folks, what they might expect from your talk, perhaps?
Well, it's going to be lots of festivities. I'm speaking to schools, and I'm going to be screening the film and talking to the community and going hiking with some folks. And so, yeah, it's going to be really nice to be there and connect with people. And, yeah, back to this idea of what I'll be talking about, I think I'll be talking about what this No Barriers life looks like. You know, not like preaching or anything to people, but kind of just talking about what this life means to me through narratives, through the things I've experienced. And believe it or not, even though I'm blind, there's beautiful videos and stuff in the background that'll take people all over the world to these adventures that I've been lucky enough to be on.
Well, thanks so much for sharing those adventures with us and the wisdom of your history. We are really looking forward to your visit in Durango.
Cool. Yeah, I can't wait.
So, folks out there listening, once again, Eric Weinmeier will be speaking at the Fort Lewis College Community Concert Hall at Fort Lewis College on January 24th. He's kicking off the 2020 Community Foundation Making a Difference series. There's been some amazing speakers, and you're just a great addition to this series, Eric. Tickets can be purchased by going to www.durangoconcerts.com. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners, Eric?
No, just can't wait.
Right on. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
All right, cool. See you soon, or hear you soon, or smell you soon, whatever you want to say.
Whatever it may be. Thanks, Eric.
All right.